Before we move on to your playing career, a bit more on Gloucester in the 1930s. Yeah. I guess at the time when you were first watching Gloucester, Fred Wadley would have been the captain,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes, he was.
What do you recall of him?
Fred was one of the few uncounty capped players in the team. Very few. He was a sound player, that's about all you could say about him. But he used to prop Bunce Gander and a man called Harris, who were the two other front row top forwards, most of the time. John Abair and Roy Morris. Digger Morris was playing before the war as well. Yeah. And also, Digger used to make a little bit of money with a chap called Jack Haskins from Bristol, who was in the Bristol back row, as heavyweight boxers. They used to do a bit of professional boxing as well. Well, didn't do a great deal, didn't do it for long, but there was a bantamweight named Hal Bagwell, who made quite a name for himself in Gloucester and did quite well, went up the ladder quite a bit. And I think that encouraged the Diggers of this world. Digger was always a chap with a flat nose and a burly figure who could, nobody would want to take on Digger.
I wonder if that Bagwell was a relative of Tommy Bagwell, who was the first working-class captain of Gloucester back in the late 19th century.
I can't
became
answer.
Trainer of the club after that.
Ah, now then, there must have been some connection, because it's a very unusual name, not like mine. I mean, it's a very unusual name, Bagwell.
Yeah.
And I think that probably was the case.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bumps Carpenter, tell us about him.
Bumps was a great character who came up from Cinderford and produced two sons, Denzel and George, and who were also played hooker and played for Gloucestershire and Gloucester as well, and Cheltenham and Lydney. They all used to move around. If they couldn't get in one day, they'd got to move again. You can't do it anymore. You've got to be booked, registered. But Bumps was a chap who I always remember my father saying, "Oh, there's Bumps again, look at him." And that was because Bumps used to hold on and used to swing, and he would finish up with his feet, literally, in the second row of the opposition side. How on earth he didn't get killed, I don't know. But he used to get away with this. And Bumps was a swinger hooker, because he wasn't tall. He was short and stocky.
Yeah.
But he had two formidable props, didn't he?
He did, yes.
Cyril Harris was the other one.
They would have to be able
to
hold him. Yes, they would. And you see, Tom Price was just starting just before the war, but came into his own immediately, just after the war, and I played with Tom quite a bit.
Yes.
But Tom, something went wrong between Gloucester and Tom at one stage, because he went over to Cheltenham.
Yes, I wondered about that.
But he was working for Rotel Doughty, which was virtually on the outskirts of Cheltenham, so that I think that may have had something to do with it. But Tom was another great character.
Mm. I mentioned Cyril Harris, who also propped.
Yes,
alongside Bumps. And
he was the opposite side to Fred Wadley.
Yes. What sort of character was he?
I know, I can't remember anything much about Cyril Harris.
Oh, you can't?
No, I can't.
I
funny, know. Isn't it? Well, I suppose if I'd been a front row forward type, I would have been, yes, I'd been more interested. But Bumps, because he was an England player,
yes.
The other two weren't.
No.
They weren't even county players, really. Mm-hmm. Harris played a bit for the county.
Yes, he did play in the final, I think.
Yeah.
Should we, just before we go to the back row, talk a bit more about that second row?
Right.
John Abair and
well,
Digger Morris seem to have been a pretty famous pair.
Right. Now, this is an interesting point, because they were sort of local heroes.
Mm.
But I remember meeting John Abair through Jennings Gilding. Jennings Gilding, that were iron merchants in Gloucester. But I remember meeting him through him. I think he must be connected by marriage or working for them or whatever. But I remember saying to John Abair at the end of his career, I said, what was it? Asking more or less the question that you're asking me. And he said, when we played the old Merchant Taylors, Digger and I knew we were in for an unpleasant afternoon. Really? Old Merchant Taylors? But you see, in those days, you could play for the old Merchant Taylors and for England. You didn't have to move to Harlequins or anybody else like that. You could stay and get into the county team, trials, England. And they had, according to John Abair and Digger Morris, the best second row forward they ever played against in the 1930s and just after the war. and that was Fred Huskisson.
A bear seems to also have been something of an entertainer in the team. I've seen references to him singing humorous songs after the matches. Well, did you ever come across that?
No, I can't remember that. I'm certainly sure Digger didn't. Digger was not a singer.
Actually, they were supposed to duet in
that. Oh, really?
Notably,
well, that's interesting.
Notably on the Pig song. All verses of the Pig song.
Yeah.
We were hoping you might have known a few verses of the Pig song, Jamie.
My memory of playing Gloucester, and the one time I played with them as well, and also with the Gloucester boys who came into the county team, my opinion of it was that they were great chaps to mix with and loved to hand around a pint of beer. But I can't recall any of them being great singers, except possibly Mickey Booth, I think, would come into the category of being an entertainer. Yes, he would.
Digger Morris said one thing about John O'Bare, which was interesting. He was choosing his all-time Gloucester 15.
Right.
And he chose John O'Bare. And then he said, and I'll have to choose myself as well, because we were a team.
That's right. Oh, they were very much. But may I also say this? O'Bare, I may have said in talking about the two of them, that they weren't that much, but they both had England trials. And also, O'Bare went on the Lions tour to Argentina in 1936.
Yes.
Chiefly, I think, because not too many people were able to take the time off. Mm-hmm. And they were able to come down the list a little bit. But John O'Bare certainly went on that tour to Argentina.